This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And Bill Davis, CEO of KPCC, Southern California Public Radio in Pasadena, California. These wildfires in Southern California are getting rather personal, wouldn't you say?
They are indeed, John. We had a front porch view of them. Literally, the flames came to within about 2 miles of our house, right above the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in La Cañada. But because the winds were blowing the other way, at that point, we had literally almost no ash, no smoke, and we had hundreds of looky-loos right outside of our house watching the flames and taking pictures and watching the planes drop the fire retardant.
But this is more than a spectator sport. I mean, more than 50 homes have been destroyed. 105,000 acres are destroyed. It's threatening Mount Wilson, the observatory. And I gather your transmitter and antenna for KPCC radio are up there on that hill.
That's correct. And I think it's a minor miracle that those broadcast facilities and the observatory have not been burned last night and the night before. We fully expected to abandon broadcast operations from there. The fire department has abandoned that, and they've only been using planes to do drops there. But even then, given the topography and the brush, some of there's a limited amount to what they can do. But it appears that the winds have changed somewhat this morning, and the flames are moving back toward the west. So at least for a little while, Mount Wilson might be getting a reprieve.
Now, you can smell the fire right where you're standing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's very smoky and a lot of ash. As I said, the winds which had been pushing north now have predominantly moved to the west, and that's moving both ash and embers back towards areas that have already burned and also to areas that haven't burned.
And what can you see outside your window? You're speaking from your home, right, in
the
neighborhood Kenyatta.
Yeah. So if I look to the east towards Mount Wilson, I really can't see anything. The smoke is so thick, it's almost unbelievable. And then to the west above the L.A. County areas of Tujunga and La Crescenta, the fire is burning very intensely. Now, some of those are what they call backfires, that they have set to get rid of some of the brush and fuel that might cause a fire to burn even hotter. But some of that is also burning out of control as you move from Tujunga towards Sunland and San Fernando.
Well, what are emergency personnel, Bill Davis, telling you to do in your neighborhood?
Well, in our particular part of La Cañada, everybody's sitting tight. But across, I mean, literally less than 2 miles away, there have been a number of houses evacuated. They were beginning to allow people to come back into those houses last night, and then another reverse 911 call came out when those fires began to heat up again. And so there are a number of houses in these communities that have been evacuated. And I had an almost surreal experience of going to evacuate a friend's house.
You packed up your neighbor's house?
Vacation.
You packed up your neighbor's house?
Yeah. And, you know, going through finding wedding albums and you know, things of importance for neighbors, that's a very unusual experience, I have to say.
Well, Bill, I hope you don't have to start packing. I hope you have boxes handy if you do, though. Bill Davis is the CEO of KPCC, Southern California Public Radio, witnessing the wildfires in Southern California as we speak. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, John.